And now to more incomprehensible behavior, the social mores of children's birthday parties. Here's our humorist, Brian Unger.
Along the human path from childhood to adulthood, the birthday party, once an innocent, optimistic celebration of life, evolves into a dreaded obligatory ritual that shows no sign of becoming fun anytime soon. Yet millions of people every day in America, adults of age-inappropriate giddiness, continue to utter the chilling phrase, "I'm having a birthday party," to which no one replies, "I don't care."
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
This annual rite of passage, a ceremony often lamented for its expense and usually organized in a backyard by parents for children, turns over time to a self-made orgy of narcissistic self-promotion, an after-hours nuisance during which guests are subjected to Saturday night traffic, costly booze, mixing with strangers, culinary disappointment, and worse, bowling. Birthdays are benchmarks at 16, 21, 30, 40, 50, birthdays worth celebrating. But there's no sweet 29th, no big 37. These birthday throwers must be stopped.
Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
Today, the celebrated wants you, the celebrant, to attend a restaurant of their choosing, dine with dozens of their friends you don't know, then pay for their dinner, assuming there's enough tuna tartare to go around. At one table are 25 of your friends' other friends, the ones you could care less about seeing ever again. But yet, each year you find yourself staring into each other's bored faces, and once again, sitting next to a very dangerous person, Drunky McGlug-Glug, who orders bottle after bottle of expensive Bordeaux, the cost of which will be amortized over the 25 attendees, bringing your shared investment for the night thus far to $200, or the contents of your wallet, whichever comes first. After helplessly watching the you-invite-you-pay rule be thrown onto the pirate scrap heap of etiquette, after saying a silent prayer that you have enough coins to pay for parking, that beads of sweat aren't visible on your forehead, comes the gift-giving. Look at all the expensive, wonderful presents people give. Books, wine, spa treatments, iPods. And you have nothing to offer. On your person is a used tube of lip balm and some pocket lint. You brought not even a card, because you took the birthday invitation literally. No gifts, please. Which, in its passive-aggressive way, actually means, bring gifts, please. Now depleted of $200, a nickel you found to tip the valet, and your shame, you drive home, knowing you're going to have to do it all over again next week. And that is today's Unger Report. Happy birthday. I'm Brian Unger.